In addition to the Affordable Care Act, immigration, refugee resettlement, and the lagging rural economy all defined the 2016 election. And those topics also often intersect in meatpacking towns in the Midwest and Great Plains. Luke Runyon of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media visited one community in Colorado and found this story of a rural high school with a rapidly diversifying student body.
Also, remember to stop by the cafeteria today and try our new recipe for sesame chicken.
It's first period at the high school in Fort Morgan, Colorado, and I've posted up at a desk in the back corner of a classroom.
Hey, U.S. states and capitals.
I came to Fort Morgan because it's a small rural city, just 11,000 people, and it is minority-majority. Less than half the population is white. At the high school, more than half of all students are Latino. And yet the school is nestled in a farming county that voted overwhelmingly for President Donald Trump. English teacher Taylor Jordan moved to town a few years ago from suburban Denver.
From the highway and from the outside, it looks like just a typical small town, farm town, but then living here, all the deep cultural roots that we have here, I think makes it such a special place.
Take this one class, ESL, English as a Second Language. Students hail from some of the most violent and war-torn countries, Somalia, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. The first student I meet is dressed in a floor-length plaid flannel dress and a light pink headscarf.
My name is Isra. I am senior this year, and I'm 18 years old.
Isra Mohammed is a Somali refugee. She's a member of the city's small but growing East African population. I ask her to describe Fort Morgan to someone who's never been to this community surrounded by farms and ranches.
It smells kind of bad, to be honest, but it's good. I like it. We have this company called Cargill.
Cargill owns a meatpacking plant in town. The surrounding county is also home to a growing dairy industry and a big sugar processing factory. For decades, immigrants have flocked to jobs here, and they've kept the agriculture and manufacturing economy up and running. Mohammed arrived in the U.S. when she was in the eighth grade.
It was so difficult for me. I couldn't understand what people were saying. It was totally different culture, different people.
But that changed when she got to Fort Morgan High, amidst a diverse array of students. She still stands out around town, but she says she feels at home.
There is people who are going to stare at you because they never saw someone who's wearing a hijab. And they're wondering what the hell's wrong with this person. But like most of people, like they don't even care. Like it's your culture, it's your thing.
Fort Morgan's cultural transformation has brought some tension. Muslims from Africa first arrived around 2007, and since then, police have responded to acts of vandalism. Two teenagers shot out car windows parked at an apartment complex where the town's Somali residents live. Religious disputes at the meatpacking plant have flared up. Latino and Somali residents still say they sometimes get nasty looks when they speak a language other than English in public.
Community-wise, I think it was extremely difficult.
Ben Bauman is the high school's principal.
I think the community, there's some backlash of this other culture coming in, and not one or two, but hundreds.
There are formal efforts to integrate the various communities that call Fort Morgan home now, by the police, a nearby university, and a local nonprofit. An interfaith council has sprouted up to use religion as a way to start having conversations. But 16-year-old Kyla Carpenter says the high school is where the rubber often meets the road. To Carpenter, a Muslim refugee isn't an abstract idea. He's the person next to her in social studies. Undocumented students fleeing violence in Central America, she says, aren't just an image on the news. They're on the volleyball team.
Some of them try to, like, avoid the issue of this is happening because we go to school with people like this, and so we have to face it. We have to adapt to it.
Many parts of rural America are losing population. Fort Morgan has held steady or grown for years. Immigrants like Isra Mohammed made that happen.
People are always judging you, no matter how you are, no matter what you are, no matter your color. So you don't have to let them get you and let you down. You have to be strong and defend yourself.
Mohamud says she likes living here in Fort Morgan, Colorado, and wants to stay and work after she finishes high school. For Here and Now, I'm Luke Runyon.